Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
It's Friday Eve, as Felicia Middlebrooks would say. Friday Eve. Welcome to it, Lou Manfredini.
Did she ever sue you over that?
Middlebrooks. Oh
my. No, she did not. But we have the right to bear arms. All right, it's Wendy and for Lisa. It's time to ask Lou. How are you, Lou?
I'm great. It's... Can you believe all the cottonwood that's flying around outside?
Oh, yeah, I can. There's a lot going around.
It goes right up my nose.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, Steve Bertrand has a question for you today, if you can fit him in.
Mm. I'll be quick because others should get in, but I think this would apply to a lot of people. So it's hot now. Air conditioning isn't keeping up with the second floor, right? And we've got venting in our basement. So I took magnets and covered all the vents in the ductwork in the basement. Didn't make a big input, but it's still really cold in the basement. So does that mean, can you wrap the ductwork in insulation? Is there anything like that you can do?
Do you have a door to the basement?
Yeah.
And is it closed?
Generally, I think it is. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So, the thing is, right, it's physics for a lot of people. And so if you close all the vents, if you have vents in the basement, close them all. If you have a door leading to the basement, close that because the cold air is just going to drop down. The other thing is my recommendation for folks is that when you get really warm like it's going to be, when it's over 80 degrees, then turn your thermostat switch from auto to fan on and just let that fan run 24/7. That's going to help to circulate that cold air depending on where your cold air returns are, but it's going to help to circulate it through the system and cause the condenser outside not to run as often. And it also should help drive more cooler air up to the second floor. Another trick is, I've been to your house, take a box fan at the base of the stairs and just point it up. And that's going to create a negative pressure, and it's going to keep more of that cool air up where you want it, especially so you can sleep at night.
God, I remember that as a kid. We had this giant fan at the bottom of our stairs blowing upwards. You had to be really careful going down the stairs in the morning.
Right, because you'd step on it and it was really loud.
Yeah.
Even just a box fan on low will provide enough pressure so that that cold air doesn't just cascade down the stairs.
What about those goofy little tiny air conditioning units? Do those work at all?
You mean the ones that you put on your desk that they say
yes.
will be like, oh, my God, it's amazing.
Right.
It's like, no, they don't. I mean, it's cold water. While the water's cold, it's like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. But, no, that's not it. I mean, look, the worst case scenario is if you've got a really hot spot, you can buy a small 5,000 BTU window air conditioner for about $100. It might be a little bit more nowadays because most of that stuff comes from Asia, but it's not crazy expensive, and it will cool off a space. The other big issue when it comes to staying cool is, making sure that the filters on your furnace, if you've got forced air, are clean. The condensing unit outside, that cottonwood that I'm speaking of, it's getting sucked into your condenser. So take a hose out there and hose that down, because the easier you allow that to breathe, the more efficient it is and the cooler you'll be inside your home.
Lou, it's so funny you say that because our air conditioner doesn't like to keep up with our really old house to begin with. But I turned it like to 66 and it wouldn't click on. And I'm like, okay, I got to call Lindemann. What's going on? And then I just went down in the basement and I'm like, okay, I'm changing the filter. I changed the filter. I came back up. Bing, bang, boom. It went back on.
Well, and so, your furnace, modern furnaces, meaning the last 20 years, they have all these sensors. And if the filter is blocked and it goes to do a bunch of checks and it's not getting enough airflow when it first kicks on, it will shut itself down. And so that's really important. And, I tell people if you can't get to the store to get a filter, like, oh, my filter's, filthy and it's not working, just pull the thing out, run it without a filter. If you did it for 24 hours, it's not going to do any damage that you'd have to worry about. And then once you have a chance to get to the store, get the right filter and put it in.
It's so important. All right. Well, Steve, did you get your question answered? Because now Patty wants to ask one. Oh, hi, Patty.
Hi. Hi, Lou. Hi, Wendy.
Hi there. You had a question for Mr. Fix-It?
Yeah. So last summer, we got new siding put on our house. And then for the first time in like 30 years that we've lived here, we had our pipes freeze twice. And we had talked to two plumbers and one that came out, and they both said that we're probably going to have to put a hole in like our basement ceiling or wall on the outside of our front house. I mean, and the inside, but, to, you know, that reaches to the outside, and kind of look around and wrap the pipes there. So I wanted to see if Lou has ever heard of that when you change your siding. And if there's a different way of doing that besides before you would go ripping up our house.
Well, did you? What did you have? What was on this house before you did the siding? What was the old siding?
So it was aluminum, and now it's vinyl.
Yeah, that really. I think that it's just a coincidence that you changed the siding and that was a problem. It could be a myriad of reasons, but the R value on the aluminum, you know, is probably the same as the vinyl, and I'm assuming they probably wrapped the building when they did this, so I doubt that that's the issue. If you have pipes on the outside walls, then you probably do have to cut open a vent to allow some warm air in the wintertime to get into that space, and wrapping them with insulation, will be effective. It is a way to keep the pipes from freezing. The other thing, obviously, is when it gets really cold, if you're home, that's the key, you got to keep a trickle on both the hot and the cold, or they're going to freeze. Moving water, you know, tends not to freeze, you know, if you get enough of a trickle going on those faucets. So, unfortunately, you know, it's just something that happened, and it's just a coincidence in the whole thing.
There you go. Lou, what do you have coming up Saturday on your show?
I'm talking with a guy that he's got an inspection service, you know, like when you're buying a new house, he'll come in and do the inspection. But for the last probably 10 years, what he realized was, you know, once you get this inspection done, you're like, oh, you need this, you need this, you need this, and nobody knows who to call. They can do it all, like soup to nuts. So it's a one-stop shop for getting all that stuff taken care of. And I'm looking forward to talking to him and sharing that information with the audience.
I'll be listening. I do every Saturday. Do you have time to fit in one more quickie? I'm sorry. Mary wants to talk to you. Hi, Mary. Sure. How are you?
Hi, Lou. One quick question. Do you know anything about the Sedona Sani Dry, the dehumidifier?
The Sedona Sani Dry is a whole house commercial dehumidifier that gets put into your home. I have one in our own house that we purchased a year ago in Evanston, and it's awesome.
Well, here's the issue. I had one put in 2021, and in 2023 it says that the refrigerant is low. Call your agent as soon as possible. Then they came and took it out and put another one in, and now 2025 it's saying the same thing.
Well, I mean, that is a manufacturing issue, and as long, you know, it should all be covered under warranty, but the one that I have hasn't had that issue, and I haven't heard, this is the first time I've ever heard of that, and not saying it hasn't happened to other people, but, you know, basically a dehumidifier is an air conditioner working in reverse, and obviously there's some kind of manufacturing issue from the Santa Dry, I believe, is the manufacturer, and I would just keep going back to them and make sure that they get you the right one that is, you know, and it's covered under the warranty.
And they keep fixing it, so that's a good company that will help out with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, well, cool. Thank you for chatting with us today, and I look forward to hearing you on Saturday morning. I like your shout-outs at 9 a.m. It's fun.
People are handing me notes now. Like, I saw somebody at the store, and they're like, could you give a shout-out? And they handed me a note. And I'm like, all right, well, obviously people like it, so that's good.
Can you please give a shout-out to Felicia Middlebrooks on Saturday, Lou?
Goodbye, Wendy.
See you later.